not scandals. What do you want to call it? Soulja Boy rants and.
It's just Soulja doing Soulja, man.
Yo, Soulja that guy Boy. Opened my eyes, man. He opened my eyes a little bit.
The King of January. The King of January, for sure, man. He started off like this. Can he do it? Can he keep it up for the next 11 months?
No.
Well, we'll talk about it. Hey, no, we'll talk
Soulja
about it.
Soulja console? Who got that?
Oh, man, old video games. What type of games are on there? Like, I know there are old video games, but what particular old video games?
I've seen a review, and it's like
Street Fighter and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. But some of the games aren't even on the specific console that it says it is. You know what I mean? Because it's holding multiple consoles games, so you can select which console.
It's like Spyro on the GameCube or something.
Yeah, like some ridiculous thing. Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be on PlayStation, but it's on exactly. You know. And I just saw that it was like lagging too. There's a lot of
obviously this guy just bought 10,000 from a like I don't not even a thrift store like something like a flea market. He went to a flea market stand and just bought the whole inventory and just started selling it on his own e-commerce website or something. That's crazy.
Yo, I mean, people make a lot of money doing that.
Of course, I'm not hating.
No, I'm not saying you are, but it's like you'll even see people. On these YouTube ads coming up or whatever to say, hey, this guy made 100,000 last year selling e-commerce through his website, you know, and stuff like that. So it's definitely out there. And I mean, when you got a platform that's self like made independent and such a Soulja Boy, I mean, the guy is supposed to be rambunctious and loud. But you know what? As much as he's kind of a clown.
Yeah.
Like, just with the fake rollies and all that kind of funny stuff that, you know, he's already previously been exposed for certain things. I still kind of take what he says, like...
Seriously? A little bit?
Like, everything really? With a grain of salt, but it's kind of funny, man. Like,
it is. It's entertaining.
He's selling it. Let's just say that. At least he's selling, you know?
He is.
You
he
got
is.
Some Soulja? Yeah, are we playing some Soulja?
Yeah, we're gonna play Hit My Line, man. I was just going to point it out, too. This came out at the end of August, so... I mean, it's funny... It's not the first time this has happened. We had that happen with Bad and Bougie, too. That didn't catch fire till shit, about a year later, right?
Yeah.
So, this song came out a little bit ago, but it's making some noise in the streets. Soulja Boys, Hit My Line, C1 Radio, the only place you're going to hear this on the radio in Vancouver. Let's go.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That's gravity. That crescendo. That crescendo.
Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Tell them hit my line. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Tell them hit my line. Hit my line. Yellow bone, she a freak. Hop inside that line and I just speed. Diamonds on my neck, they like a ski. I just put the water on me, freeze me. Diamonds on my neck, I shine one time. I shine two times, I shine three times. When I hit the track, I'm on rewind. Diamonds on my neck, I'll make you blind. Water on my neck, I ran up a check, yeah. Water VVS, I just had to ice my neck up. Had to run my check up, had to get my back up. Had to pull a Porsche truck, I just had to act up. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Tell them hit my line. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Tell them hit my line. Hit my line. Tell them hit my line. Tell them hit my line. I got all the cash, it ain't hard to find. I done smash that girl, it ain't hard to tell. I just got the bread, put it on the scale. I just got the cat, I just got the cake. I just got the cake, nigga got the cake. Now niggas at your face, cause you talk crazy. I'm going crazy, pull up new Mercedes. I just get to work, I just get it out. I just put the Porsche and I skirt it off. Brand new Fuegiados, eating Benzi on them. Brand new boy, the yellow skirt, all zone. Trap one time,
my line. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Trap one time, trap two times, trap three times. Tell them hit my line. Hit my line.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That crescendo.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Gravity. That crescendo.
What's good? It's your boy YB and I'm here tuning in to C1 Radio. Let's get it.
It's another Thursday, another episode of C1 Radio. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself back after a little break. It's nice to be back. And for the first time, I think, in C1 Radio history, we're going to start off by talking about J. Cole. You know, it's 2019. I'm getting a year older, a little wiser, you know. Let's talk about J. Cole.
Yeah, go on then.
Let's talk about J. Okay. He's going to come out with this collab album with this team, what, yada yada, whatever, okay? Now he comes out with Middle Child.
What, Dreamville, you mean?
Yeah, Dreamville.
That didn't drop? I thought that dropped.
It didn't drop yet.
Oh, they were just recording it and shit.
They were recording it together, you know. It was a big meeting.
We got Middle Child. We got that new single.
Yeah, Middle Child came out. Said a lot of cool things. Supposedly, I only heard it once, but supposedly he called out Ye. He talked about his relationship with Drake, too, how they're on good terms. But the whole thing about him being the Middle Child, what do you think about that? Because you're trying to say he doesn't like fit in, but he's not completely out. He's not.
I haven't listened to
the
song.
He's not
yet,
with the young
actually,
crowd too. He's just in the middle there.
So that's what I'm saying. I get it.
Kind of stuck in the middle, but he was saying a lot of things in the song. Now
that's pretty cool
once.
Though, because he uses auto tune for only the second half of the song.
You hear that?
Too.
Yeah. And it was produced by who? Like T-Minus, I think. Yeah. So it was a little different, and it sounded something that. Like, I haven't heard that style from J. Cole maybe in a while or forever. And did you hear it?
We'll play it next. I just downloaded it. I haven't actually listened to it yet, but okay. My eyebrows already raised listening to that. You guys say, I like what you explained in the description, and I didn't realize you got auto-tune halfway through.
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
different.
Neat.
Yeah, it's different.
I don't know if I said this on air before, but yeah, I was kind of sleeping on J. Cole for a long time. Like, when KOD came out, that really made
me
put respect
it.
On his name. I was like, yo, I was actually sleeping on this guy. It wasn't really my kind of thing when I was growing up, because I think it had to do with the people that I was hanging around with. It was like,
who'd you used to hang around with?
Well, no, it was a high school people, and then I feel like J. Cole kind of fell underneath that, like, jock, like, not Summer Jam, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, he had Friday Night Lights back then, and
when he came out,
like, it was good music, yeah. Like, some serious messages, but it just went over my head at the time. Like, I think I kind of... I was like, I'm on.
I've always known
thing.
He's a sick rapper. I just don't bump J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he's never really in your face, and this is why they're thinking that this release will be big for him, because he never really does stuff like this.
I don't think he's ever had a song on the radio. Or he's never.
No,
had
I think he's had like Workout.
Okay.
He's
never had a number one single.
Never.
Right?
I don't.
You know what I like about
probably
Workout?
Probably not.
No, I
don't
think he has.
I
don't think he's ever had a number one song.
Yeah.
I like that he sampled Kanye on that song.
Yeah.
You know, kind of give him
on which song? The Middle Child? He's on Kanye?
Workout.
Okay.
Because I don't know. Did anyone else sample Kanye and get a hit record like that? No, I don't know. I think he was one of the few guys to...
I could be wrong on this, but I remember in another song where he's talking about his relationship with Nas or whatever, he was saying that Nas was disappointed in him, like that he made a song like Work Out.
Yeah,
something amongst
that.
Those
yeah,
lines.
Yeah,
something
yeah,
amongst
yeah,
those lines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he'd never done something like that since then. Yeah, yeah. He said that. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, I like that song way more than, like, what was Tyga's comeback song recently? Taste, was it?
Taste.
Or death. The one before that. Wait, I don't know. They're all the same. That's what I mean. At least it wasn't too, like, formulaic or form.
You're hating on Tyga, man.
Yo, I definitely am, though.
Cal just not going to strip clubs.
Yeah. We'll get back into
clubs.
That. We'll get back into that. We'll jump into the Soulja Boy kind of thing.
So what's coming up next? J. Cole, Middlechild.
Yeah, we're going to feature this for them, you know? We're going to do it. C1 Radio. That's how we do. J. Cole, Middlechild. Take it in.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That gravity. That crescendo. I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick, I'm all in my bag, as hard as it get. I do not throw powder, I might take a sip. I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my niggas is broke? What good is first class if my niggas can't sit? That's my next mission, that's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my niggas more chips. Just for the Rolex right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy, he gave me a gift. Back when the rap game was praying like this. To act like two legends cannot coexist. But I never beef with a nigga for nothing. If I smoke a rapper, it's gonna be legit. It won't be for clout, it won't be for fame. It won't be cause my shit ain't selling the same. It won't be to sell you my latest little sneakers. It won't be cause some niggas slid in my lane. Everything grows, it's destined to change. I love you little niggas, I'm glad that you came. I hope that you scrape every dollar you came. I hope you know money won't erase the pain. To the OGs, I'm thinking you now. Was watching you when you was paving the ground. I copied your cadence, I mirrored your style. I studied the greats, I'm the greatest right now. Fuck if you feel me, you ain't got a choice. I ain't do no promo, still made all that noise. This shit gon' be different, I set my intentions. I promise to slap all that hate out your voice. Niggas been counting me out, I'm counting my bullets, I'm loading my clips, I'm writing their names, I'm making a list, I'm checking it twice and I'm getting them hit. The real ones been dying, the fake ones is lit. The game is off balance, I'm back on my shit. The Bentley is dirty, my sneakers is dirty, but that's how I like it. You all on my dick. That crescendo. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand, don't
I'm dead in the middle of two generations. I'm little bro and big bro all at once. Just left the lab with young 21 Savage. I'm about to go on me, jigger for lunch. Had a long talk with the young nigga Kodak. Reminded me of young niggas from Ville. Straight out the project, no faking, just honest. I wish that he had more guidance for real. Too many niggas in cycle of jail. Spending their birthdays inside of a cell. We coming from a long bloodline of trauma. We raised by our mamas, Lord, we gotta heal. We hurting our sisters, the babies as well. We killing our brothers, they poison the well. Distorted self-image, we settled the fair. I'ma make sure that the real gon' prevail, nigga. I just poured something in my cup. I've been wanting something I can feel. Promise I am never letting up. Money in your palm don't make you real. Foot is on their neck, I got them stuck. I'ma give them something they can feel. If it ain't about to swat, don't give a fuck. Pistol in your hand don't make you real.
That crescendo. Fuck it.
crescendo.
Cause they say that I'm a bad kid, all because I'm paid from these stories that I made. All I think about is bad shit. I can't help myself, they just trying to take my wealth. You won't catch me lacking. Pussy nigga, try me, I might cut you like salami. We don't really pass shit. Do it all yourself, for your motherfucking belt, bitch. Ayy.
That crescendo.
I got drip for sale. 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 I got drip for sale.
Had a blue 80, could've bought me a Rolex. Always bitchin', should've bought him a cold tat. Depend on how I feel, might throw me two back. Yeah, like Kodak. Yo, little bitch tryna ride my way. NBA young boy outside today. Shoe gang sick, finna see my daughter. Nigga stealin' swag, finna call my lawyer. Flew three holes in the mind at the same damn time. The sucker had him fuckin' at the same damn time. Bought him fitting, bought him Louis at the same damn time. Spun a bag, made a bag at the same damn time.
I got drip for sale. 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 I got drip for sale.
Big boy drip, can't find his mace. Four pockets sticking out, all of them. 20 strip around, I got all of them. Got 20 niggas around you and all of them. Got a look from LA dropping on drip. 10 grand on 100, called out a clip. It's a Malibu and a McQueen, hit a doggy style. All the drip I got on, got me soaking now. Versace on, I can still whip it. I can be somewhere cold, I can still drip it. Drip round my neck, got some meal ticket. Been a three-piece suit, you can still get it.
Got 99 problems, but drip ain't one. You ain't gotta fuck with me, don't make me none. I'ma drip, drip down, I'ma drip, drip down. If you wanna buy drip, I can sell you something.
I got drip for sale. 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 I got drip for sale.
That gravity, that crescendo.
What's up, it's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio, your little bitty bitch.
Holy, that was loud. C1 Radio, Cal Capone. We back in this. Let me credit these tracks because there's some unknown. There's some unknown for y'all.
Some new stuff.
J. Cole, Middle Child. We was just speaking about that before we played it. What you think about that? Let us know.
You know, Crescendo
One, let us know.
After hearing it the second time, like, it's not the most amazing song to me. Like, I still got to hear it more, but...
Well, he's always got a message in his bars, so I like that.
You know? He's always got a message.
And then we had Night Lavelle after that. Bad Kid, that's brand new, yeah. Just dropped.
And what do we have after that?
We had Drip for Sale, Plies, man.
Plies.
Still doing it, man. Plies.
Could you name me 10 Plies songs right now?
Drip for Sale. And
Rock.
Oh, that song's the best, though. That song, that music video? You showed me the music video for Rock by Plies.
I did?
Yeah, I think it was in the kitchen.
I don't even know that song.
Oh, the dance.
Yeah. Rock.
That song's good, yo. I like that song. Name me 10 Soulja Boy songs. 10.
Crank that. 10 Soulja Boy songs. Hit My Line. Drip. Yeah, is it With My Wrist?
I probably could if I had like maybe 30 minutes.
Oh no, that's Juice Boy.
Kiss Me Through the Phone. Yeah, I could.
Okay,
that.
cool. So you know how he's coming out with 2019, like just with a bang, right? Out the gate like this. Well, he was kind of warning us. I'm looking at his album names in 2018. Seriously, like this.
And this guy drops bare albums. Okay. He dropped enough. So how many albums did he drop?
The four albums he dropped in 2018.
What are they called?
The first one, King Soulja 8.
Trust.
Okay,
best King Soulja 8.
Yeah, 8.
Eighth. He's on the eighth installment of that. Okay, yeah.
The next one is called Best to Ever Do It. This guy was warning us.
Yeah.
The third one is Young Draco.
Yeah.
And the fourth one is called King.
King. Wow.
So there Soldier you go. Boy, he was telling man. Us. He was coming out like this.
Oh, man.
You guys Soldier think he's boy. Benefiting from 6ix9ine being locked up? Of course.
Everyone is.
Yeah, but Soulja Boy. Yeah. Everyone is. But Soulja Boy was the original 6ix9ine.
Yeah, the original.
You know what I'm saying? Soulja Boy was doing what 6ix9ine was doing in 2017. When no one knew who 6ix9ine was.
Okay, tell me how much you believe then of what Soulja's saying. Like, how much do you believe? Like, everything he's claiming, like, this happened because of me. They were at my house. This guy was at my house. That guy was at my house.
I believe most of that. No, I believe most of that. Yo, the thing is about Soulja Boy is I believe most of what he's saying. It's the way he says it. Like, you know the story that made people come out with the Soulja Boy challenge where he was like, yo, and then I shot him in the back. Bow, bow. That really happened. Like, he really shot someone in the back. It's just the way he's telling the story, like it's some James Bond like movie, and you're like, okay, this didn't happen. Like, there's multiple interviews of other people who was in the room. They're like, yo, that really happened. Like, he shot six guys or shot five guys. He just tells story like,
yo, crazy. You know what song we should play for if you're still down to play some Soulja Boy?
Of course we are. C1 Radio.
He made a remix to Successful, I think. Back in the day, he's wearing
what's Successful?
Drake Trey Songz. Yeah, and he made a remix to it. I remember his like quote unquote drip that he was wearing. I think he was wearing like Aeropostale or like Abercrombie and Fitch with a big gold chain. Oh, it was back in the day. Like, this is like 2011, 2010 maybe.
Soulja Boy, man.
Yeah,
Soulja Boy.
Crazy, man. Long time ago. So he has no chance of making it for the next 11 months, like being somewhere at the top, maybe like top 15.
I think he does.
He's got to drop good music too.
I actually know he's getting a lot of bookings right now. So he's going to get booked up. He's going to get booked up.
He got booked for Yamsday right after.
But he's about to announce tour dates, and it's just going to get more popping. You know what I'm saying? He's got tour dates for April.
The music he's dropping is actually
I've seen the dates. He's got mad dates booked. Like, yo, he's getting crazy.
We got to bring this guy to 14.
Shout out Soulja Boy. I know, I put in the call. I said, yo, we need Soulja Boy for Breaker. I don't know what's going on. That would be crazy.
Oh, man. I don't know if the hype will last that long. That would be crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
That
would
actually be crazy.
But I think that would be crazy, fam. Oh, like, Soulja Boy for Breakout. Let me just follow up with that.
Just double send the email.
Yeah.
You see this? Oh, man.
Yeah, send that email twice.
Like, what do we got next?
Yeah, let's play some of his new. I thought I had a song here of his. Well, maybe it's. I gotta look for it here for a second. Give me a second. It's the one with Lil Mosey?
Suave.
Is that what it's called? Suave?
Both of them, but that one's hot, man.
Oh, there it is. Eight. Be with the Wings.
Hey.
You know that one?
Is that just them two?
No, this is Be with the Wings. This is off Fuego.
Hey.
He just dropped this one while he was doing this whole.
He just dropped
right now.
What,
just
the
right
project
now.
Fuego?
Fuego, yeah.
Is that a project or a single?
Yeah, project.
What? I can't keep up with this guy.
I know.
Fuego.
Okay, let's just get right into it. You let us know what you think.
Shout out Soulja
Boy. C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
Yo. I'm in the bin with the wings. Trap with my nigga, you know we serve hot wings. Me and the gang on the same team. Trap out the Hellcat, I'm doing my thing. 250,000, see my roller gleam. Walking that bitch, how you ain't notice me? Red and green, being like Christmas tree. Walking that bitch with a stick on me. Yo, Draco, nigga, I trap out the mansion. Walking that bitch on my diamond was serving that trap out the family. My young nigga rock out like Marilyn Manson. Yo, Draco, nigga, Sir Percocet and a Sir Xanax. Walking your bitch, she hot to the panties. Sipping on lean, it tasting like candy. Little nigga, sit down, I know you can't stand. I'm in the bin with the wings. Trap with my nigga, you know we serve hot wings. Me and the gang on the same team. Trap out that Hellcat, I'm doing my thing. 250,000, see my roller gleam. Walking that bitch, how you ain't notice me? Red and green, being like Christmas trees. Walking that bitch with a stick on me.
In this bitch with a whole lot of bands. They say I made it, they say I'm the man. My nigga is from Afghanistan. Walking that crib and I'm poppin' some. That shit, yeah, they used to hate on me. Two-tone on me, They been asking Gucci on me. Y'all niggas chasing some money. I'm on a private jet straight to the moon. Talking about money, but let's see my shoes. Ice on my neck, I'm feeling so cool. Just got a man, I know what to do.
I'm in the bin with the wings. Trap with my nigga, you know we serve hot wings. Me and the gang on the same team. Trap out that Hellcat, I'm doing my thing. 250,000, see my roller gleam. Walking that bitch, how you ain't notice me? Red and green, being like Christmas trees. Walking that bitch with a stick on me.
Yeah.
that crescendo.
Tell me how you want it, yeah.
You fucking the shit out you for 7 days straight, and now I can't live without you. And if we ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart. I won't forget about you. I be crushing you on Monday like it's Wednesday. You pressed about that nigga with your friends say. G63 is what your Ben say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, babe. You can tell me how you want it, how you need it, I don't mind. Need you right here by my side, cause out of sight, cause out of mind. And out of spite, you hit the climb, but I was hype. I hit your line a few more times, when you hit back, I'm gonna respond.
Tell me how you want it, yeah. Call me and I'm on my way.
On my way. I be treating you like every day your birthday. Them hoes ain't fucking with you on your worst day. I got you on a new level like with first say. When you feel down, I pick you up, put on your crown and lift you up. I put a rock all on your finger so much ice could push you up. Heard they feelings about you, baby, told them hoes I wish them luck. Talking relationship goes, this could be us. Yup, 24-7, what's the 411? When you see me kneel like Kaepernick, call a reverend. So I got a million in a stash for a wedding. If you ready, let me know, cause it's whatever.
Living on you in the worst way. Yeah, anniversary. Want to suit up on my birthday. Cause I know they keep you thirsty. Ain't no playing, this is ass. Boy, be gentle, ain't no rush. 365, you the only one I trust. No, I can't get enough. And all my ladies, if you feel me, help me sing it out. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell me how you want it, yeah.
Get your roll on. Get your roll on. Everybody, everybody, get your
time, bro. I know you waiting on me, baby. Can you hold on? To make sure when I get there, you ain't got clothes on. Cause you gon' ride that dick to a slow song. You got me and I got you, now I can go wrong. And you keep telling all your friends about me. And now they wanna get it in on the balcony. We going all night, girl, I'm talking so long. I got that wake up for you, baby, make sure everybody in it gets your roll on.
I tell her go long. I get the lick and I be in it for the whole song. She taking pants off, Luther Vandross. Come and get it, baby, do it with your hands off. You gon' get it like I put it in a handoff. Get it shooting in it, pussy like standoff. Super lit, lit, she ain't average. Hit a split on the dick, she a savage. She get on top of me and start doing gymnastics. She clean as ever, but I love when she get nasty. Might even let her run right through this check. When I'm with you, I'm flexing on my ex. That's why I let you come on the road. Might even fuck at the show. I got too nasty with your girl, now you can't fuck her no more.
I know
no.
You waiting on me, baby, can you hold on? To make sure when I get there, you ain't got clothes on. Cause you gon' ride that dick to a slow song. You got me and I got you, now I can go wrong. And you keep telling all your friends about me. And now they wanna get it in on the balcony. We going all night, girl, I'm talking so long. I got that wake up for you, baby. Make sure everybody in it gets your roll on. Get your roll on. Everybody, everybody, get your roll on. Get your roll on. Get your roll on. Everybody, everybody, get your roll on. Now you keep telling all your friends about me. And now they wanna get it in on the back of me. So get your roll on. Get your roll on. Everybody, everybody, get your roll on.
That gravity. That crescendo. That crescendo.
That was T-Pain featuring Tory Lanez. Get your roll on.
I'm liking that.
I like that.
I'm liking that. I was just saying that. I said T-Pain, and yeah, he needed to be linking up with Tory Lanez. I like that.
Straight up.
Tory really killing it with the auto. He's a kid. Oh, I almost said it. I don't know. I'm really. I was gonna say King Autotune at the moment.
Well, he does it so well though.
You know what? It's no credit.
Are we having that conversation? Who's the king of autotune? Travis Scott, man.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis Scott, the innovator.
Yo, but Kent,
but he has Mike Dean mixing his shit.
And that's what I say. Credit the Tory Lanez engineer too, though, because all his songs.
Why do they sound so good, man?
That's what I mean. He's so in the.
But that's Tory, and when Tory's in the studio, he's projecting himself. Exactly. Yeah. And then he performs like that too. You know, so he brings that studio presence to the stage, and it's all the same. Like,
oh yeah, his performance is what kind of like, okay, you know what, it's time to be a Tory fan. Like,
so now you've seen his performance. Imagine him doing that in the studio. Yeah. Apparently, that's what he's like in the studio, like just going for it. You know
there was a video on YouTube the other day of him doing his whole process.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Cool stuff.
So yeah, T-Pain, Tory Lanez, get your roll on. Before that, Meek Mill featuring LMA 24/7 from Championships. And before that, Soulja Boy featuring Lil Mosey, Be With The Wings. Yo, I just added that to my gym playlist, bro.
Thanks.
I added like 5 Soulja Boy tracks today to my
gym playlist. I gotta listen to that. I've been going.
Have you been going ham or what?
I've only missed 4 days since the beginning of January.
There we go. Round of applause for
there
Kyle.
There you go, man. Think
about
this, man.
What are we talking
honestly
about?
What's going on?
And I'm gonna give a lot of credit to the music, Johnny's playlist.
Music, real talk, man.
Speaking of Tory, there's a song called "The Runoff" off his latest project. 6 song that should be on the playlist
too. Okay.
Hey, man, if you're not doing your resolutions at this point of the month, you're not gonna do it the rest of the year. You might as well just make the list for next year. Got to get off to a good start.
Crazy momentum, yo. Crazy.
Tory Lanez. Speaking of him, Drake and him going on tour together. What do you think of that? That's gonna be sick,
man.
Unreal.
Sick.
That's super dope, man. That's so cool. It's like, when's the last time there's been such a huge rap beef and then they end up going on tour together? Like, is
never,
this the first?
Never, yeah,
this is
never, first. Never, never. That's never happened. This, I don't think that's
at least
happened.
To this scale of. Yeah, anyway, yeah. It's super cool to see that. Super cool.
That'd be like Drake and Kanye West going on tour.
Toronto stands out, man.
Could you imagine that? Drake and Kanye West on tour.
Man,
it doesn't carry the same weight as this Tory Drake one.
Dude,
yeah,
I don't know.
This one's bigger because they're both from Toronto.
It's
going to be big.
It's going to be huge, man. It's going to be
sick.
Good music. Who would you like to see perform, like, between two people who have beefed?
Oh, like currently or just in currently, general?
Like,
yeah.
Even same in the past, tour, like, or something?
Same tour, yeah, on the same tour.
I guess it makes more sense to say current, right? You have to.
Ja Rule.
I can't stand Ja Rule though.
Yo, for real, especially after watching that Fire Festival documentary, bruv.
I would have called that fraud. I'd call it false advertising.
Ja Rule is a dickhead, man. He's actually
it's
a
not
dickhead,
fraud.
Bro.
It's like, false advertising.
Even when he's there and you're just looking at it, yeah. And he's like partying with
looks,
the models, yeah. And he's like
he just looks too old for that shit.
He's like, bro, what are you doing here, yeah. Bruv? Like, who told you to come, fam? Like, this is who you got, Ja Rule. Like, nah, man. Fuck, man.
But yo, but I will credit their initial idea, because that's what the Fire platform was supposed to be. It's like an app that they were developing
to, like,
about
pick artists,
taking the booking agents out of the picture, kind of. And they were just using the festival to, you know, launch that into like as a not production, but a promotion.
I don't even know if that worked. It'd be too. I don't know.
See, I don't know if it would work.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would work.
Yeah, I think you do need the booking agent more of an understanding.
With the booking agent, you get the
guarantee.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Only certain.
If they don't
people...
show up, you get your money back.
Yeah. You know what? I thinking of it.
If the booking, you ain't going through the booking agent and they don't show up, then
yeah.
That's
there's
on
a lot
you,
of there's
bro.
A lot of things yet to be hashed out with the idea, but I still like innovation towards the industry. That's actually what ended up manipulating a lot of the people or the employees of this guy Billy or whatever, you know, doing this show because they had so much faith.
No, you should buy the company. It's probably $100.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, look at me. I'm even falling into that trap a little bit. It is manipulating a little bit.
What if he does it? What if he does
it?
What if Cal Capone takes over Fire? And tries it again.
No.
Would you have went? Would you have bought a ticket?
This guy gets Lloyd Banks.
No, of course not. No, the people who went there deserved, like, that was all meant to happen. Like,
100%.
No, it just goes to show how I think people.
They were all in on it.
When things are expensive, people do less research on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they just assume, like, oh, it's at that price for a reason. You know, something like
that. Which documentary did you watch? Because there's two. There's one on Netflix. There's one on Hulu. What, you got to watch the Hulu one as well.
Is it funny?
Yeah. That one's
I didn't even realize
That one's funny.
Oh, and he's acting all goofed.
Yeah, he's actually getting questioned. Like, he's answering. He's talking
on
the
during,
Hulu one.
They're using footage during the preparation.
That's what I think. I think he knew the whole time, and he was just like... I think one of the black guys at the end says, yo, like, he was just like, yo, come to my house with a camera. And this was when it was going on. You remember that? So it was like, he knew something was going to happen. He was like, yo, let's just film it. Fuck it, man. We'll sell a documentary at the end. Like,
wow. I just thought of that. Wow. What if he bailed himself out with the money they made from Netflix? That'd be so funny.
No. There's no bail, man.
Oh,
he's been in jail for 6 years.
Cool.
He's gone. No bail, fam. No bail.
He's set up nice, though. When he comes out in 6 years, he's
gone. You can tell, like, even with that.
He still owes everyone.
Oh, he still owes too much money.
He's in debt.
He's in debt. And he's got, like, a lifetime ban from the government. He can never be a director or an owner of a business again.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That would... Bro, I'd cry. If
you know what's
said that
the funny tipping point? The tipping point of that show was that they disclosed that it was Pablo Escobar's island. That's when it.
All you had to do
that was
the first thing,
they
right?
said, "Don't mention
don't
it." And
mention
you see
it?
The video once owned by Pablo Escobar.
My
like
God.
What?
And then they
shots,
had to get
man.
The new. Yo, that's
that
was
true.
Really
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The, what do you call
it? Could
the
have been something if they didn't do that.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Nah, do you know what the most fucked part was of the documentary?
Okay,
bro.
Tell us, bro.
When the guy started talking about sucking dick. Listen, here's my thought process.
He was that desperate.
You don't have to tell us, though.
Yeah.
All you got to say is, yo, Billy told me to go suck dick. That's what you got to say. He said, then I went home, I showered, I put the mouthwash in.
I went there.
I said to the guy, like, yo, I'm down. And he was like, nah, don't worry. Like, bro, why are you telling us that, bro? He was like, yo, I was going on my knees. I was, bro, fam, like, this is someone's, like, relative or something, just telling the whole world he's about to suck dick. Like,
oh, man.
That was fucked, man.
They were all desperate to make that work.
I like
it. But it was for water, though. It was because they had to pay import tax on the water. They didn't have enough money. This thing goes back to suck dick for water, bro.
Yeah.
Something that's free, fam. Nah. When you break it down like that, nah, that's fucked.
No,
2019.
Our exposure.
Anything
2019.
Soldiers exposing everyone. We got
it's crazy.
Fire Festival exposure. We got R. Kelly exposure.
Yeah.
Yo.
This crazy guy, year.
What a weirdo. Okay,
and
yo,
we just started.
Let's settle it down. Let's get into some little more chill music. I know we're going hot topics right now, man. Holy.
What we do, C1 Radio. Yeah. Yo. Come on.
SZA. You heard her come through, her recent album?
Yeah.
Come through? Album? Well, it's the most recent one she's dropped.
Come through?
What? You got the crazy leaks, man. You doing something else on the side, man.
No way. She's got an album called Come Through, bro.
Yeah.
No, fam.
Well, what's the cover art right here in front of me and everything? The orange one?
Just play it, man.
We're going to settle this, yo. We're going to settle this off air. Hold on. We're going to play this first. This is SZA. Anything.
This guy's playing unreleased SZA right now, bro.
Gravity. That crescendo. Be your slave. Slip my wrist wide and take the stage. Wipe blood out my eyes and you just lay there. You think I'm crazy? I am. I love you like I love quack quack. I do. I love you like I like to get high. Some other plan. Thing is, you know that I can get up in it if I want.
crescendo.
Watch a nigga pull up, trunk on 15s. Mind on some shit that got my grind on plenty. Niggas know I switch scenes, gotta get my green. Gotta get that paper and I gotta rep on my team. Got my city on my back, but other niggas they want it. Niggas run away from my sound and let everybody take from it. But not me, I gotta stay down. H-Town up in the air when I'm round. Hear that shit when I open my mouth. Ain't fuck with me then, don't fuck with me now, bitch. Shit. I'm jamming roll when I'm swinging. Y'all ain't gotta fuck with me either way, I'm maintaining. Fish fillet in my lady, in the candy Mercedes. Pulling up the Timmy Chance, taper fade under Ravens. Club promoters, they pay me. Freeloaders be hating. They won't never see a piece of all this money we making. Got this little Kelly lady, she was out there in Vegas. She called me, say they play my song. I'm so happy you made it. Country nigga, they in love with this red bone thug. Tatted up, but we don't never put a bitch on. Nuts, cause a bitch ain't shit but a hoe and a slut. I got that from my nigga Greg, that's my brother, my blood. See that same bitch you try to talk to in the club, turn you down just to bring her and her friends to us. We just chilling at the crib playing Madden and stuff. House shoes, Jordan shorts, hella tatted and stuff. And I don't smoke a lot of weed, but I know my trees. So nigga, don't you bring that $20 draw by me. I know some hoes that'll get a life to blow by me. Same hoes go back, I can tell you they know about me.
Crescendo.
Yo, what up? It's the boss with you, up there. You locked in the Crescendo 1. Boss.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
It's Thursday, that means it's C1 Radio. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen. C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Yo, if you like music, the C1 Radio playlist, Cal Capone, you're just doing a good job every week, man. Every Thursday.
Yeah, I'm doing this on the spot, so bear with me. But yeah, we at least bringing you the new.
You
know, the things that you need to be hearing, updating y'all on the controversies, the new musics, the opinions,
the everything.
I mean, what to do? There's no trio like this. You got Johnny Black. Man's like Kyle, myself, I don't know.
Kyle. That name actually going to suit me because I'm coming back, yo. I'm telling you, I'm back.
Jeez.
You know, in Surrey, they used to call me Flex.
Why?
Because, you know, why? Flex Bowen, yo, because I was going to the gym every day, yo.
Flex Bowen. Oh.
You know.
It's like a family thing.
Hey, shout out to Surrey. Shout out to Surrey. Okay, if you like music, the C1 Radio playlist will update right after the episode on Spotify. We also got the Best Out West playlist. We keep updating that, too. Yo, shout out to Manila Gray. Celebrities that look lit.
Holy, that look good.
So low key, Planet Bando coming out.
I couldn't
soon.
Get in.
You couldn't get in?
I linked up with.
You didn't tell him you're Cal Capone? That's all you gotta say now.
No, I wasn't like outside, like, yo, you can't get in. It was just like there was no guest list secure because Cyro was like, oh, well, you know how we do. We roll 40 deep. And I was like,
whoa,
slide through then? And he said, well, it was 40 deep. And I said,
that's when you say I'm Cal
Capone. I'm not even gonna ask
That's when you say I'm Cal Capone, yo.
It's all good, man. I knew that they were going to have a sold-out show. Like, I didn't need to be there. You know what I mean? I just knew it was going to be.
Who are we talking about?
Manila Gray.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, shout out to Manila Gray. Planet Bando 2 coming out soon, supposedly, for So Loki. I think Kabazi just released a little EP right now, too.
I like what she's
Human
doing.
Human Prescription. Yeah, it's going to be dope. I can't wait to listen to that.
And they got a show for her, too, coming out on Fortune. Going to be hosting that. Is that this Saturday? Good for her, because she's living in Toronto now, right?
Hey, I don't know much.
No, that's what she's been saying on her Instagram stuff. So, I just like to. I'm not trying to assume everything. I want to have a secondary, you know, backing me up. But it's all good. Yeah, I saw that. So, she out there and she coming back doing the little things. Cool. It's good to see someone, you know, get out of the city too and do their thing and still represent, you know, Vancouver to an extent. I guess, right?
Hey, there you go. Shout out to Kabazi.
Shout out Kabazi. Yeah. So we're gonna throw down one of her tracks next.
Hey, do it. Maybe, probably too late to get something off the project. But we'll play something. We'll play something.
Yeah. We'll get there. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Let me do my thing here. But yeah, you we'll let you do the talking. Let me do the music thing. I'm gonna figure this out.
Okay.
Here. What's on the list right now? What's next?
Well, I want to talk about the Best Out West place a bit more. Keep something. So go check it out. Spotify. It's a good playlist, man. You're doing work, man. Vancouver music on the rise during the thing. Good start. January 2019. Good start. I'm liking it. Let's hope it carries on to the next month and the month after that. Soulja Boy. I still want to talk about him. Keep talking about you. Have you heard a song Mean Mug with 50 Cent?
I have heard that. That's old though, right?
It's very old. Who would have thought, like, those two together, like, it's such an important song in my opinion. Both of them talking about mean mugging. Both of them, like, the biggest trolls. Both of them making a lot of money. Doing anything to make money. It's cool, man. A lot of parallels. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw Soulja Boy in Power next season. Or the season after. I think they already filmed it.
I haven't watched that show yet, but that's pretty funny. He's got a movie of himself. Self-documentary, whatever you call that.
Got
a movie, and apparently in the movie... He has the whole shooting thing taking place.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. Can't wait to see that.
Was everyone safe? Like, everyone's okay?
We need a new one like that. Cause I know
apparently someone died from it. Like, yeah, Soulja Boy got buddies, man. That's what I'm saying, man. R.I.P.
Yeah, we should play Soulja Boy the rest of the
episode. He got it on film. Probably, yeah. And that apparently the real footage is in the film.
Is he going to get in trouble?
I don't know, man.
No, it's self-defense law. He got off on self-defense
in Atlanta. Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Crazy, man.
Hey, speaking of Atlanta, you see what 21 Savage did? He took down like an old motel, called it like the 21 Motel, did like a little art exhibit in there.
Cool.
Giving stuff back to like the foundation that he works with. He's doing a lot of stuff. 21 Savage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He always does a lot of stuff for his community.
You know, him and
shout out to 21.
I always refer back to the XSL freshman class.
Yeah.
But him and Kodak really achieved OG status like quite quickly.
Yeah, doing
you
their
know
own
what
things.
I mean? When you see the rest of the guys are doing things, I feel like I mean, Denzel Curry, credit due. I'm not saying he's not big, but when you're putting him beside Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, and all that stuff, there's a lot of different stories, right? We got Yachty still kind of, I feel like he's trying to prove himself with nothing to prove. You know, that album he just dropped. Lil Uzi, you know, upset with Don Cannon and his whole deal. That's a big thing going on.
Him
his
and
record
Nat,
deal.
Music, just playing Fortnite now.
Who else was on that? I'm thinking, why am I mind blank? So it's 21, Yachty, Denzel.
Yo, who are you going to miss? Who are you going to miss more? Who are you going to miss more, Uzi or Nav?
Or Nav?
Yeah. Uzi, right?
Yeah. I don't even know. Like,
did you see his face?
Nav?
That's
tough.
Nav?
Nav? Oh, shoot. No, but you get what I'm saying, though, is that, like, Kodak, I mean, he has trials and tribulations and...
Doing his thing,
you know, in prison and all that. But I feel like they came back, and like 21, same thing. He's just kind of on this OG stat, like something about them. I don't know. Like,
J. Cole talked about Kodak in that song "Middle Child." He said something about how he wishes that he had guidance when he's growing up. Because a lot of people do think that like Kodak's a very intelligent kid. You know, based on like this guy didn't like. I don't even think he finished school, like
sniper,
like high school and stuff like that. He just been doing his thing. Called himself like the Project Baby, and like he's been able to accomplish a lot in his.
That's what I mean, yeah, no, I'm just giving them credit because I really like them. Not saying that the other guys don't deserve credit, that's what I'm not trying to say, you know.
Kodak Black is still young, too, right?
Yeah,
he's 20?
Yeah.
I just feel like those other guys are dealing with some kind of...
I think Kodak Black's going to be a legend.
Oh, yeah, he already is.
He's
going to
be like
a Grammy winner. I've been saying it, yo.
I don't want to say any artist, but not like Lil Wayne, but you know how Lil Wayne, like, down south, he's the legend because, like... They've seen him grow, you know what I'm saying? Like, from when he was, like, 12 years old rapping. I think that's going to be, like, Kodak Black.
In Florida.
But, yeah, the whole of Florida, man. He spits some real stuff, too. You know? He's not always, like, rapping about some, like... Right? Yeah, exactly. He's, like, actually
Kodak.
Talking about some shit.
He wrote a book. I can't wait to get the book.
Kodak Black wrote a book.
Well, he was writing in jail. Who knows if he finished it?
Cole wrote a book.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think we'd understand that if it was just fully Kodak Black.
Surrounded by snipers.
Spelling mistake,
but
commas where he don't need them and shit.
I just saw what is this XXXTentacion had like a posthumous another one drop here. It was Members Only Volume 4. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, I got it here. I haven't.
What's your feeling on labels dropping music from the artist when they die?
You know what? I didn't care much for it. I was like, oh, whatever. Who cares? Like, you're a musician. But now I'm like, yo, I don't know. That's his stuff.
For me, it depends what...
It depends
what deal the artist has. Because, like, if they're in a 360 deal or some shit, or if they was in some shit deal, best believe, like, no one from their family is getting any money, fam.
Yeah.
No one from their family is getting any money. And they don't owe them any money. And I think that's bad. That's fucked, man.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Deals, man. Yeah.
That is crazy.
There are, there, but there is, you know, sections in these agreements that talk facts. About in case of death facts, and all facts, that. You know, facts, so facts, that's facts. Why it's really important to have a good lawyer, man.
Real talk.
Yeah, when you get into these serious, like, multi-million dollar stuff, don't be cutting that. Look
yeah,
at this. Siri
yeah, yeah.
is listening to me right now. Well, look at this. Yo, man, Siri, out of nowhere.
Hey, Siri wants to listen
look
to C1 Radio.
Look at this, bro. That's what I'm telling you.
Crazy.
That's okay.
Yo, enough with these microphones and video cameras. And man, they watching us, guys. The feds, they're watching.
Hey. Cal Capote scared,
yo. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Let's just get into the music right now. Man. I'm, like, not liking that too much. Siri, you need to do your own thing. Boom, yeah. Let's go with Young Nudie. Slime Ball 2. You're not going to hear this on the radio anywhere else, guys.
Best radio
in
show in Vancouver.
Yeah. The best Let's go. This is ever. Shots Fired featuring Courtney Money.
Yo, Pierre, you want to come out here? This the DJ Gravity. Screen talking to
That crescendo.
Content warning. This radio show has naughty words.
That crescendo.
They got good coke, then they shoot folks. You get caught late night, nigga raw folks. Nigga still jumping fences from the po-po. This how it go down in the ghetto. I'm from the project, I am from the project. Nigga 12 look at me just like a suspect, nigga. Yeah, and I got that motherfucking subject, nigga. Yeah, leave your pussy as a fucking suspect, nigga. Shots fired.
Something to say. This Courtney Money, yeah, pimp, I got some shit to say. I've been bumping, cooling, knowledge, just been chilling for real. I done seen some niggas go out bad and niggas get killed. I done raised a lot of money standing up on that hill. Flip a bundle every day and see bitches take pills. But I'm the real EA. Yeah, don't get it confused with no other sucker nigga, cause I done paid my dues. Stay 10 toes down, I'ma hold my ground. Fight any fuck nigga trying to play me like a clown. Yeah, I swear to God I'm so for real. Yeah, I swear the gang will never tell.
Shots fired, bullets flying. Y'all yellow tape, y'all cloak case. Y'all paradise, east we raise the murder rate. Y'all we the one brought this shit to bloody state. Y'all you can not slide in that EA. Niggas really killing niggas in the EA. Niggas selling good pets in the breeway. Nigga leave a nigga down bad in the hallway.
Filled up to the brim, nigga. Yo, bitch fixing her makeup in my rims, nigga. You just target practice. Everybody say they seen it, but nobody know what happened. What happened yesterday, baby girl? Fix your mood. Cause I don't like my head with some attitude. And I don't like your legs, that's they at the roof. Pedicure to what the ceiling, Molly's in the cabinet too. Pop, 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 popping pussy, rather casual. Section 80 made me home, so this is what I had to do. Bow, I bow, iPhone, $1 million missed calls. I hit the bank, withdrawals. I make her plank, with no draws. Motherfucker, I bow.
I'm talking right now, let me tell you something. If you like talking to me in this show, you'll let me talk to him out here. The bottom line for these people right here is, if you're a man, get a drama. You take life up the down. If you're a real man, you'll never go down in the city. That's why the world jealous. That's why you want to go.
That crescendo, that crescendo. That crescendo.
Hey yo, it's your boy Press Machine, and we in Van Ronto at C1 Radio.
That crescendo.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
That crescendo.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Content warning!
Okay, back at it. Cal Capone here. Man's like Kyle by my side. Johnny Black, whole gang, C1, Hannah in the building. We got some filming going on, all that. Took boy gang gang. Yo, yeah, so, if y'all don't already know, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m., that's when we're running this. We got about 18 minutes left. A few more topics to discuss, I guess. You know, it's been a lot. We weren't here last week, so we're trying to catch up on this. I thought I mentioned this Cardi B thing since we just played her last track. There was Bickin' Head off of Invasion of Privacy. Mm-hmm. So what is this, a video that she got dropped here? What it was? I'm trying to look at it here. No. It was so we had this chick here. Oh, I just got rid of it. Excuse me. Let me get this pull this out one more time. Well, there's this big twerking video that just got released, and it's who is this? Is this Cardi B with that
city
twerking?
City girls. And
it's a city girl, yeah. So it's a whole lot of booty in this video, like a lot.
Yeah.
yeah, like every scene, like they really emphasized on it. You know, they got the camera zooming in and out real quick.
It was like named booty shot, like the whole day. It was like 8 hours.
Exactly. So who is this chick? Stephanie Hamill?
Politician?
Oh, yeah, you already know it. Hating on Cardi, right? She's saying, in the era of #MeToo, how exactly does this empower women? Leftists, I am Cardi B. Feel free to chime in. I want people to say that leftist term. That's crazy. I just clicked on her profile, the lady who made this comment. Former advisor for the National Diversity Coalition for Trump.
Whoa.
What kind of... I don't know. I just, what kind of, that's like a conflicting, yeah, what kind of diversity, what kind of diversity you represent? Anyway, so she's trying to call out, she's trying to call out Cardi B here. And, what was she replying here? What was she saying?
A lot of back and forth. It'd be hard to have a debate with Cardi.
That's what I'm saying. She said, it says women that I can wear, it says to women that I can wear and not wear whatever I want, do whatever I want, and that no still means no. So, Stephanie, chime in. If I twerk and be half naked, does that mean I deserve to get raped and molested?
Ooh.
I want to know what a conservative woman like you thinks. Ooh.
Dropping facts, yo.
Yeah. You know, you gotta... I don't know. I feel like sometimes people don't think people are gonna reply when they at someone. And then Cardi B, like, right at it. So, good for her on getting back on that. You know, I'm not with anyone who supports Trump. I'm going to say that right here on live on air. Scrolling up Cardi B's Twitter profile here, too. Look at this, man. Stay tuned. Big, big Pepsi. She got a Pepsi commercial coming out?
Super Bowl commercial, maybe.
This is super. Oh, my Lord. Yo, see, the racks are coming in. Who's making more money, Offset or Cardi B?
Cardi B.
Yo, Cardi
That's
B.
That's what I'm... There we go, right?
Cardi B is, like, international.
Who's making more money, Kylie Jenner or... Travis
Kylie
Scott.
Jenner. Without a
there
doubt.
We go.
He's
there
a
we
billionaire.
Go. Yeah. Of course, I knew the answer to that. I'm just putting it out there.
Or she projected to be a billionaire or something.
Yeah. Shout out to the ladies.
A billionaire, yeah.
Of course, I'm saying. Flip
Shout out to
table.
The ladies, billion. Yo. Shout out to the ladies. Yo, speaking of like
I need
political
a lady
stuff.
That's a billionaire, bro.
Yo, that's the
what
dream,
mean,
yo.
Bro.
And it's like, yeah, just.
Bro, you look after me.
Speaking of all this,
you give me an allowance, boy.
Hey. Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Nice, successful woman in my life. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
No,
exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. If we want to get a little political here, yo, what's your take on Travis performing at the Super Bowl next week? He's getting a lot of slack, but yo, I got something to say. You don't think this guy's self-aware? Like, he might do something with it. Should we just jump off, like, or is this a complete no? Complete no. What's your take on it?
I think that really solidifies how mainstream this guy
is. Yeah, let's go, Johnny. Like, I want to hear this.
Let me tell you something.
Really,
for me, if that bag is correct, I don't care what no one else is saying, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care what no one else.
Exactly. Secure it for your kids. Secure it for your kids.
You don't,
like,
bro, that's your kids. That's your bro. Who knows? Yeah. He might be getting paid
dynasty.
$3 million for
He's
that.
He's looking at dynasty money.
Boom. Like,
yeah.
Baby mama's Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. Baby mama is Kylie Jenner, though.
But still, like.
I think it's bigger. I think he will do something. Maybe, like, he's going to fight this conflict with something else.
Even
like,
if
I don't
know.
Man.
I heard one thing, though. I heard you don't even get paid, though.
Oh, do they get paid?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
100%.
No, I think it's that they don't even perform live. That's what a lot of people used to say. That it was forced lip sync kind of whatever.
Because there was this, there was
not
the press
this show,
that like,
but...
like I guess his publicist or whatever was like putting out that like, oh, he's giving his money to,
yeah,
like
maybe.
Prison reform, blah blah blah. But then apparently that weren't true. Like,
who knows? This guy's
bad. This all fugazi, man. Let him get paid. He's going to put on a sick show. That's it, man. Everyone's going to watch it, bruv.
Yeah.
Most of the people that are giving him stick are going to watch it. They're going to... It's not like they're boycotting the Super Bowl. Or,
yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're saying it right.
It's crazy. They're really at a level not getting where you picked, can't even...
Bro. It's because you not... Like, I've seen T.I. say, oh, that's selfish of Travis Scott.
He should be more selfless
next
time.
They didn't ask you, T.I., bro. Don't worry about him, bro.
They might ask him for...
Don't watch it. Don't, Grey Cup don't or even, something. Don't even talk about it. Don't bring it no
arena
news
football
if you feel that strongly about it, you know? Don't even talk about it.
What's that saying? Like, never get in the way of another man's bag or another person's bag?
I didn't know that was a saying.
Yeah,
but
it's like
write that down and use that as my next Instagram caption. Though,
hey, put that on
watch
Twitter,
another
yeah.
man's bag.
Yeah,
I'll tag you, Kyle. Don't worry, bro.
God, no.
Kyle Capone, what we saying?
He would do this thing. It ain't none, nothing more. Okay, so yo,
he's still signed to Grand Hustle. Oh yeah. T.I. got him in a deal, fam. He's Grand Hustle publishing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, T.I.'s got Travis Scott's publishing.
Bags.
See, yeah, man, don't worry, bro. You getting some money from that, blood.
All right. We got about just over 10 minutes left. Let's get it in here, guys. What is this? A4 just dropped the track. What do you guys think about this? Featuring Keely.
I actually bumped it earlier. Yeah. So it's pretty dope. Let's hit it.
A4, interesting
sound.
Let's
go, guys. C1 Radio.
It's Sega Man on Genesis, and you're listening to C1 Radio, you dig?
That crescendo.
Oh my God.
Take your hoe. Hey. She going down holding her nose. What? Rocking chichilla the coat. My brothers, they giving me hope. No. All my players alive. No. Praying on my downfall. Oh. I can never squeeze all the time. I just want the world with all. Yeah. I was just flying the wall. Me. Now big boss, I ball. What? Praying on my downfall. Hey. I just want me the Benz. Yeah. I got big racks in my pants. What? I only do new friends. No. My wrist piece got new face. I seen a ghost in Wraith. God same shoes as me, but you got them late. Put that bitch right over, and I fucked the face. Run it up, right to the bank. Diamonds on me and they skate. Pop one perk and escape. I'ma unlock all 8 gates. Don't give me no wrong reason. Me and them could never relate. They never share this feeling.
I hope we don't.
Get a hoorah, circle block like a hula. For the gang, get the food up. Roll around with a shooter. Put the bang in the backwoods. Swear the sides like a ruler. And the brand be that good. Swear the bitch be a tutor. If I roll away, he gon' ride along. These features up, there's 5 songs. The city drip like a cyclone. It's him and me, and that's my code. Make 4 bands of a phone call. Out with the rave to a wormhole. It's only business, no side job. Took an intermission all night long.
I hope we don't.
Say you want someone. I think I got mixed personalities. This bitch switched up my whole mentality. This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she mad at me.
Say you want someone that'll love you. Someone who could be you. Someone who can kiss on and rob you. Fuck you like this. Fuck you like that.
I got mixed personalities. She got me stressing, singing melodies. But I swear I catch a felony.
Oh, Penelope.
Say you want someone.
Say you want someone.
Say you want someone.
Said you want someone.
I swear to God, this girl be tripping, dawg. One day she blooded, then she crippin', dawg. You know I put it in the kidneys, dawg. She screaming now, she needs some lithium, dawg.
She blocking, ignoring my call.
She keep on blocking, ignoring my call. I'm all inside, I knock down the wall. This bitch hyper needs some Adderall.
I think I got mixed personalities. This bitch twists up my whole mentality. This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she's mad at me.
Say you want someone that'll love you. Someone who can please you. Someone who can kiss on and rob you. Fuck you like this, fuck you like this.
Oh, love, I ain't never been here before. Oh, love, oh, keep pressing in. Oh, love, she keep ignoring my calls and blocking me on everything. Bitch, I'm all love. Oh, and it's my fault. I got the key to the little bitch heart and you can't get too far. Better go get a lock, see. Better go get your Glock, bitch. Pull up on the motherfucker op. If he playing with my slime, that's my boo, that's my slime, that's my everything. That's my bitch forever, don't need no wedding ring. I get her to wear polka dots on her new pajama. Take the bitch out to Bahamas. Let the hoe eat a Benny Hummer. Matter of fact, I'm trying to meet the mama. Take her down at the other way. Take her down, yeah, the other way. Down, yeah, the thug away. I can know your dog, trying to give you love. You keep telling me you don't give a fuck. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. You won't find nobody that can fuck you like I fuck you, babe. Young nigga, well, and I got them young nigga.
I think I got mixed personalities.
This bitch switched up my whole mentality.
This girl, she got mixed personalities. One day she's happy, then she's mad at me.
Say you want someone.
Say you want someone.
Said you want someone.
Say you want someone.
Yeah, 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 crescendo.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm Lady May. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know where you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere. My heart is good, yeah, it's pure, yeah. You know that I need your love, yeah. Energies follow me, but I don't see their soul, yeah. Have a little faith in me, yeah. It's all I need, yeah. Baby, you're all I need, yeah. You're my G. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know where you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere. Baby, give me space, yeah. Give me time. I don't even stress, cause I know you mind. All these haters out tryna take a smile. All these haters out trying to take a smile. I heard about this bitch called Ruby. She be making moves to man that knew me. Ooh, I think I like her, like her, like her. I might have to wife her, wife her, wife her. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know where you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know where you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere.
Gravity.
When I close my eyes, that I see crescendo. Signs. I see dollars, commas on my mind. Yeah, I see dollar signs. Hear my daughter crying. Hear my mama line. Mama trying.
That crescendo.
Yeah. Or should that I crescendo. Hit my plug? Should I hit my plug? Should I hit my plug? She ain't down to fuck. She don't give a fuck. Roll another spliff. Roll another spliff. Should I find a diamond? Should I find a clip?
know it's a one-off. I'm here just wasting time, I'm wasted. Smoking blunts just to numb the thoughts. The block like 35 degrees. The only pump here is sold off. I don't have a sober thought. I don't have no remorse. Yeah, I'm drinking again. Because I've been thinking again. When the plot thickens, I thicken my skin. And get back in sync with my friends and win once again. Yeah. I see dollar signs, I see dollars, commas on my mind. Yeah, I see dollar signs, hear my daughter crying, hear my mama lying, mom I'm trying. Yeah. Or should I hit my plug? Should I hit my plug? Should I hit my plug? She me down to fuck, she don't give a fuck, yeah. No, I know what's up, no, I know what's up, yeah. Should I hit my plug? Hit my fucking plug, yeah. Should I hit my mama line or hit my plug? I just found a bitch, I got a bitch, I love that bitch, but I might fuck her just to fuck. Ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, jump off quick. These hoes wanna jump off dick. These hoes, man, mighty, mighty possessive. These hoes need to jump ball quick, yeah. Ballin' off a lick for real, so them hoes pick and roll. Think I had a stripper pole, the way them hoes strip for sure, yeah. Smoking all the time, all the time. Smoke to clear my mind, clear my mind. Smoke to kill the time, kill the time. Smoke to kill my mind, kill my mind. Smoking all the time, all the time. Smoke to clear my mind, clear my mind. Smoking all the time.
There we go, that's a wrap, that's a wrap. This last track here, Sean Leon, Killing My Mind, produced by One That Girl and Sean Leon as well. Yo, we're our show's re-airing now every Friday, so tomorrow, every Friday at 11 p.m. There so if you want to catch up on some of the...
Some of the good conversations.
What do you call? What were we calling that again? The ball hangery.
Oh, what?
Let your nut hang moment. If you want to catch any nut hang moments,
nut hang.
Yeah, I think we should actually do that.
Yeah, we're gonna do that nut hang moment of the week.
I was like in C1 minute,
but this guy straight up like, what? If you want to catch up on some nut hanging, go back to the show tomorrow.
Moment of the week. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, otherwise you can let them know. Where can they catch us?
Or you can just go on CITR.ca and just listen to our past episodes. If you, again, like the music, C1 Radio playlist, we will update that ASAP. Best Out West playlist, we'll update that all the time. Every Thursday, CITR.ca 101.9. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, C1 Radio.
That breakout announcement coming soon.
Yeah! My name is Keymaster Slump God, and you are now listening to Crescendo 1 Radio. Living
Gravity. That crescendo, that crescendo.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle.